Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we know, Carrie. We're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's gonna be aight. No, it's never gonna be aight. It's always gonna be excellence, Carrie. Because that's what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I agree. And I think it's trusting, Carrie, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Carrie, and then we trust each other.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Me, I wonder which dress you wear now.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
When I think about my routine each morning, I'm usually giving myself a wake-up pep talk. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm with Nicole Marie, my incredible, I call world-famous co-host. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning, Carrie. Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but when I wake up each day here in Brooklyn, New York, and I know you're down in Water Valley, Mississippi, this is something I do every day, which is called like a, it's kind of like an inspirational type words, or I think you called it a morning, like an affirmation.
Affirmation.
Yeah. Do you do something like that, too? Do you give yourself, like, a pep talk when you get up in the morning?
I definitely do, Carrie. When I get up, I say a prayer, and I call it an affirmation self-talk. And I'm talking to myself to get myself going for the day, to pump myself up. Whatever it is I'm going to face today, I'm going to conquer it. And I'm talking to myself. I'm, you know, kind of boasting myself up for the day. And, yes, I do that every morning.
I love that. I really do. And you're the first – this is the first time I've had a guest on my my early morning kind of like private chats with that we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
But, yeah, this is really great. I think it's important. I think – we always have to remind ourselves and others, you know, take some time. And usually before I get out of bed, I'm literally just lying still. And like you, I'm thinking, okay, what do I have to do this morning? What do I have to accomplish? And most times I feel very different, you know, whatever I've gone to bed with the night before in my mind is not weighing on me anymore in the morning. I forgot
right.
whatever that feeling was. Isn't that something?
Right.
So you have a feeling of positivity that kind of takes
right.
over your spirit and soul.
It's very important to have that quiet time.
Yeah.
To be able to focus and just think about, okay, what do I have going on for today? What do I need to focus on?
Exactly.
And then also it's so critical to encourage yourself. Sometimes I think we look to other people to pump us up and, yeah, rah, 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 but we have to do that for ourselves.
Well, I love it.
So very, very important.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I have to just say this is just the beginning of this, and that's what we're here for at the Hair Radio Morning Show, to remind you of just how beautiful you are. I say we put the you put the you in beautiful, and we're
exactly.
real excited about that. So listen, stay with us. We've got a lot more on the way. And up next is the incredible Maggie Anderson. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby.
right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
To the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I'm actually on location in downtown Brooklyn. We're talking about New York City. And I'm so excited. Typically, you guys know I'm in the studio and we are just kind of broadcasting from an enclosed edifice, if you will. Well, today, I'm so excited because as a bonus, we are able to reunite with the one and only Mr. Lonel Williams, who has decided to make an appearance. Lonel, I have to say this. So being out here in New York, what on earth comes to mind now? Because you really are, you're back in the city. So what is this like?
I am loving being back here. The first thing that comes to mind is allergy medication, because I even sound a little nasally, I love being outdoors, but my allergies are just like going nuts. But there's no place like New York. Just the energy, the sun is shining, the vibrance, the diversity. I love all things New York City, even the bad stuff about it. I just love
which we don't. We never hear anything about that.
Never, never. I haven't seen a rat in the subway yet.
Exactly.
I guess I have to go back on the subway, but yeah, we'll see. No, but I absolutely love being in the city. I just love it.
Well, I gotta say, because we are here in what's the name of this park again?
This is Fort Greene Park in Brooklyn. I can't believe you don't know where this is, but okay.
No.
Yeah, Fort Greene Park,
Fort
Brooklyn.
Green.
We're in the United States, Carrie.
Okay. Oh, I heard that. Well, you know what? It's true. It's true. Because I guess I'm always inside the studio. Rarely do we get an opportunity to go outside, which is why I really jumped at the chance today to come out and be able to tape and certainly to catch up with Mr. Lonel Williams, who goes so far back, go way, way, way back, and to see what's new and be out amongst the people, literally. And I'm going to put a lot of these pictures onto our fan page at hairradio.com. So you'll be able to go there. I'll post some wonderful little things here with Lonel and all this kind of stuff. So Lonel, so here in New York, give the folks a sense of, like, what you're here with some, you've got some plans. Anything at all you can share with the fans of the, we're going to put them on the spot, folks. Anything you can share with the fans of Hair Radio.
You know, I don't...
you don't kiss and tell.
I don't have any exclusives that I can offer you at this time, but I can just say follow 3OWTV, 3OWTV.com, and any updates or first releases, you know, I'll let you know. But this time, this particular visit for me is really just about enjoyment and catching up with friends. I don't really have... well, I've got a couple of things, actually, a couple of work things, but they're kind of tied into joy. You know, I try to walk that line. If I don't enjoy doing it, then why bother?
Exactly.
So if I can't have some fun out of make some fun out of it, I don't want to be bothered. So I have some stuff I have planned, but you just have to stay tuned.
Okay, it gets no better than that. I want to thank you, Lonel. Thank you for taking a moment or two. Send us off with some of your positive words of encouragement. Until we meet again on the Hair Radio Morning Show, what do you have to say to everybody?
Live each moment to the fullest. No matter what you're, don't be defined by the appearance of your circumstances. It's just the appearance of it. You've got to see your vision beyond that. See where you want to be. See yourself in that space. And manifest it.
It gets no better than that. The Hair Radio Morning Show, again, thanks Mr. Lonel Williams of 3LW.com. Check them out. And again, we'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very, very special guest joins us again for the first time in a very, very long time. It is my great honor to welcome NAHA Award winner and so many other things. We're talking about the legendary Miss Francesca Rivetti. Good morning to you. Good morning and welcome back.
Oh, good morning and thank you so much for having me back.
Well, it is a great honor. Listen, I just want to remind everybody, you are out and about. You're always a part of the scene. You've been a big part of this community and doing hair and being a part of this whole process. What does it mean when people call you a legend and all the things that you have done out there? How does that make you feeling? Yeah.
I know. It actually, like, makes me teary, but not in a sad way, in an elated way. You know, that just, everything is paying off. You know, what I do, I do first and foremost out of love and passion. I don't always have an end goal in mind. Like, I don't always have, for instance, an end goal to submit to NAHA, but why not? If anybody knows me, you know I love to create photo shoots. I love to come up with the idea, and then it's in your brain, and then next thing it's on paper, and then next thing it's happening. It's real. And then you see it in print, and then, you know, you possibly enter it into a competition, and hopefully you get nominated, and hopefully you win. So I just love the whole concept of photo shoot. I love to teach it. I'm actually currently working with a team.
Really?
We're creating a collection, which we're super excited about, and we're actually doing the shoot next month. So it's been a 6-month process. So definitely one thing I've learned, Kerry, over the years is plan. Prep.
Yes.
I'm lucky. I'm one of those hairdressers that I can literally pull things out of my you-know-what and create. But I don't think that's always, like, when you want to create a collection, you really have to plan it out. And that was my challenge always. It was the planning part. Because then I've got 1,000 ideas that come through my mind. So, but I love to, you've seen some of my crazy hair pieces, like one collection made out of mops.
Yes. I love that. Now, what is that? So you walk us through this, Francesca Rivetti, my guest today. Now, there is the fantasy hair, but this may not be that. What is a good way to kind of bring that into focus for folks? What is it called? What is that? It's not avant-garde, I don't think. Is it?
Yeah, I submitted it into the avant-garde category for NAHA.
That was
my first guess. If our listeners don't know, NAHA means North American Hairdressers Award, which, as you know, Kerry, is the Oscars of our industry.
Exactly.
So it's like them, de la creme. Yeah.
Yes. And you know what we're working on, just so that I've never announced this, so you're getting it first today, Francesca. Ooh. You are learning along with our fans. I am creating our wonderful Hair Radio Hall of Fame. So we are having our own version of this that recognizes legendary artists like yourself and all those others who are out there and done so much to contribute to this incredible industry that we love. And on top of that, now, Francesca, you will be helping us to bring some of these folks to the mic. You will be sharing some space on our broadcast and just keeping us informed, kind of like just out and about. You go to everything. You're part, you're a big part of this business. So,
I've got a lot of great stuff coming up.
Yeah.
This year, next year, going on a hair cruise that's happening in May 23.
Wow, okay.
And,
so
sailing from, it's a Mayan soul cruise sailing from Miami. It's a 5-day, but it's education. Days at sea will be educational days. And into our listeners, we will also be doing a photo shoot at the end of that to submit to NAHA as a team event.
Well, so, I'm loving this. You've got to cover all of these because June and July, all of these months, the summer months, these are big, big times for us. And so everybody's listening to you and just loving this. So, folks, now how can we get folks to go to your social media and just follow you and all that stuff? Until, and, of course, you'll be able to connect through Hair Radio, but how can they follow directly with you?
Instagram would be the best social media platform, and that's my full name, Francesca Rivetti underscore hair art. So that's, do you want me to spell it out?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. It's Francesca R-I-V for victory, E-T-T-I, score hair art. That's me on Instagram. Otherwise, my website is my full name, francescarivetti.com. And that's it. Yeah.
Through Hair Radio.
Andrew Hair Radio, of course.
We love that. Listen, Francesca, it's always a pleasure. Listen, we are looking forward to these ongoing reports. And we're excited, and we just welcome you with open arms. It's been a long time, way too long. And I said, I was thinking one day, I said, we got to get Francesca back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've just got to.
Oh, and so, well, thank you. I'm so happy.
Reach out. Yes,
of course.
I just
want to say hello to all of our listeners, and we'll be bringing you amazing content in the very near future.
All right. Well, on that note, you've heard it from Francesca Rivetti directly right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Folks, stay with us. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more to go. Stay with us. You Go Girl. You Go Girl is a brand new product line that includes an edge control hairsprays and a product that also offers relief to those dealing with an itchy scalp. Now, if you're looking to moisturize and hold twists and locks in place, You Go Girl offers a gel cream. And for the hair braiders out there, You Go Girl has a hair brand that's made of the highest of quality hair. Now, it's available in a variety of colors and textures. So, go to www.yougogirlbraidhair.com. That's you like uniform, gogirlbraidhair.com. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You Go Girl.
Comedian Dave Chappelle was assaulted on stage during his...
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're live. It's Tuesday morning, June 14th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines. It is so great to have you with us. We've really got a big show coming up in just a bit, and we are so excited to get underway. As always, with live radio, running wrong clips and stuff will always happen. Dave Chappelle is just fine and dandy. That was a little excerpt from a previous incident, but he's doing great. So listen, we've got big news coming up mid-show. We've got host chat. We've got coffee tea conversations. We have our entire team with Otto, Michael Hopkins, and some surprises in store. So we're going to talk a lot as we kind of move along. Listen, this coming up right now is a piece that we've done with an incredible, incredible hair artist out of Montclair, New Jersey. You guys know Ahava Felicidad and so much more. So we're going to just keep things rolling along this morning and stay with us. Big, big things to unpack. You don't want to miss it. Then about 8:30, just a reminder, we, of course, have the very best of Michael and his entire Vet Talk radio show team and all that they're working on as well. So stay with us. Here's Ahava Felicidad, and we'll be back on the other side.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. And today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us. And I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called the Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic hair organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well, mix and make natural products, have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes. So technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call cinnamon buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There's also there are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the class is on the class is on cylinders. That's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft, and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair, as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business, and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child, so I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extensions, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did. And then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have. And the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. And I see that you're very happy when you do this, because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do three strands? Or when did you learn and how did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try three strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is you really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair, because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that because, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And actually still have, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this because I honestly had never heard of the Cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a Cornrow certification, class or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this Cornrow Cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above, that's an advanced level, that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent, cultural, it's spiritual, it's educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical-free. And also for other services that would provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any post that I make for pages for Hava Felici Dot Hair and Body at havafelici.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show befores and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Ahava Felicidad, the Holistic Hair Healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair.
Yes,
I watched
hair.
One or two, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there. But I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And,
yes.
You know, it's, yes. Please speak to that, because you're really able to, I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate, and I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path, and I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and so forth.
The transitioning.
Yeah.
There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big chop. It's called the big chop. I call it the leap of faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it going turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we call it, the going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey. And then natural movement began to blossom, and this big chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is, because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm.
You need help with that, and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening, and I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water, also sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. One inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique, and I would say I'm the crochet queen. I love doing crochet because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch. In 6 months, you know, the average person grows, in 6 months the average person is going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, 6. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturals to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density. Not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined
us,
you're listening to their radio show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felicidad. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, now it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. And the buy comes from, the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy, because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. And then we'll have classic essentials. We have classic carrier oils. We have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance deep will have three or more essential oils, and it's an aromatherapy experience, because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the Studio Pure experience. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, it sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is. And I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, however they need to come out, because you make it sound so great.
Yes, it's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session. So everything that's here is by appointment, or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate, and then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater. We're inside there. So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer some open store hours to just come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art, in order to expand us out culturally. Events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program. Maybe do some television. That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs, because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs, and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept, and it's the Ahava Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, you know, well, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter, so I'm a hair expert there. And I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with lock
twisting. How do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay. sounds great to me. Well, listen, I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank you.
You really are, and you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or mention?
I want to thank God. I want to thank God first, my family, and, of course, the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, you know, keeping me in good health as a, you know, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. Yeah, I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure. And you keep doing what you're doing. Okay?
Thank you.
We're not going to have it any other way.
We can't have it any other way, and it's terrific Tuesday.
Thank you. Well, Ahava, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home, you're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Let me photograph you in this light, in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we were scared of getting old and made us restless. It was just like a movie, just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears. Nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said when you just like a song.
When we were young, when we were young, when we were young, when we were young,
like a movie. It was just like a song. My God, that reminds me when we're young.
Let me bring to the line today my amazing co-star. You guys know her. She's kind of starting to stack up some days here on the show. The one and only, all the way from down in Mississippi, Water Valley, Mississippi, the one and only Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning,
Good morning.
Nicole Marie. Yes, I'm so excited. It's so nice to have you with us on this Tuesday morning.
Yes, it's nice to be here. Happy Tuesday.
Yes, June 14th of 2022. It is my great honor and pleasure to welcome you and all of our fans and everybody, Mitchell.
Welcome fans.
And to host chat on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, listen, I want to kind of jump on in. There's so much going on right now. I've been watching the hearings on television. I'm glued. They've been really going through that. Very interesting. So this is really exciting television for me. And also just so many things happening out here in the way of the world. And I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that, but I think the big news today is most of you guys have been following me throughout Facebook this morning, and you've already seen my posts that have been talking about the Hair Radio Morning Show taking a little bit of a hiatus. We call it a summer hiatus. And that's the big news that I want to get across to everybody, Nicole Marie.
Oh, yes. Just a little bit
okay.
of time. We're not going to be
just
gone too long.
Yes, exactly. And I'm going to tell you guys all why this is necessary and what you guys need to do in the meanwhile. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we've got some other little tidbits we're going to get into this morning on the show. First of all, Nicole Marie, how are you doing?
I am doing fabulous this morning, Carrie. How about yourself?
You know, I'm doing great, I have to say. I feel wide awake and can just stretch my arms out. And I have to say, I'm not complaining. The weather is awesome. Of course, it's Brooklyn, New York up here and down in the valley. So good stuff.
We have a heat advisory. It's very hot.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Listen, just hang on in there. as we want all the fans to do. Listen, I kind of want to jump on in on this a little bit and tell folks a little bit more because they don't really understand or know why. But, yes, we're working on new content for the fall. That's number one, which we want to really focus on always what you guys are looking for, which is the best in audio information, the best knowledge, everything we can give to you on Hair and Beauty Talk, of course, and then also lifestyle things, and there's so much, and I really want to kind of go into that a little bit, so that's what that's going to be about. We've got new folks lined up, and they'll be joining the team and joining us on a, so a lot of new voices, new talks, new thoughts, all of that will be playing a part into things in the very near future. We'll
release a lot of that information. And so I'm super excited about it. You'll need to go to hairradio.com, yes, to stay abreast of what we've got on tap for you. That's HAIradio.com. So very, very important. Want to kind of also talk about why this became kind of necessary, Nicole Marie. It has a lot to do with the ability to compartmentalize, I think, multitask.
Multitask.
So when you run your own business, as many folks out there know, which I didn't know that you could become kind of like overwhelmed operating your own business.
Yeah.
What do you say? Did you know that was even possible?
Well, I believe, Carrie, whether you're an entrepreneur and have your own business, or if you have a 9-to-5, or whatever it is that you're doing, I believe that is possible. You can just overwork yourself and just become overwhelmed with so many different tasks and so forth. So I think it's very critical that you step back. And everybody else, me, everybody else, it's so important that we have to step back and recharge ourselves, because we can't just keep going and going and going. We have to step back.
That's me, the Energizer Bunny, just constantly. So, or was it the Doris Elwin? I don't remember, but you know the old commercial.
Right.
And that was the thing. We just keep going, and at some point you're going to hit a wall.
It catches up with us, and our body lets us know. Just everything. It just takes a toll on our just total well-being. So we have to step back. We all do at one point or another. We have to take a break and step back.
Yes, and we're doing that. And I have to tell you, I didn't think it was warranted, but boy, oh boy, you can see your body thanks you for it. It does. And you just feel better, like you're able to accomplish so much more. And I'm raising my hand.
Me too. Yeah. I'm guilty. Guilty. Been there, done
really?
That.
Really? How so?
Yeah.
Tell us.
And it's definitely, I believe it's, like I said, you have to be able to take a break and kind of retreat and kind of unplug from the world, so to speak, for a minute to get yourself together. You know, physically, emotionally, and I can definitely attest to that as a mom, as a wife, working, just all of the different tasks that I do at one time or another is so necessary.
How does it affect your life again?
As a mom, is I used to, and sometimes I still do, but I'm definitely getting so much better, that I would feel guilty taking care of myself because I was so used to taking care of everybody else. I take care of the kids. I take care of my husband. I make sure this is done. I'm going to this meeting. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. All these different things. But I had to come to realize that, guess what? If I don't take care of myself, I can't take care of anybody else effectively. So I had to pull back, focus on myself, take time for myself, which I was not doing. And then when you do that and work towards finding that balance, which we as women is hard to do. I believe we all struggle with that because we have so much on us, so much that we're trying to do. We're working. We're trying to take care of the kids. You have to drop the kids off here. You have to pick the kids up from daycare or from school or, you know, there's just so many different things, so many responsibilities at work and home and just so much. But it's so crucial that we take time for ourselves to find that balance in order to be able to keep it going. Now, are those tasks going to change? You know,
exactly.
We're still going to have those tasks, but we're going to be able to effectively better in a better mindset when we're not running on fumes.
Exactly. I was just thinking as you were kind of getting into that, because I'm thinking like, well,
how on earth does that work? Because I think when you get so accustomed to doing for others, you kind of start to devalue almost what you want. It becomes like not that important to you. And you will put it
because
off.
Because you're putting everybody else's first.
You're so, and then that's where I think the guilt probably comes in. Because you're like, well, if I take this time for myself, then that's time I'm not giving to the others like I'm so used to. I'm already trained that that's the only thing that I can focus on.
So necessary.
Yeah, but how did you talk yourself into having a strength to take care of yourself?
Well, I felt myself getting to the point where, you know, I was tired, I was stressed. And I mean, in addition to just regular, you know, on a day-to-day basis, just doing regular tasks and different things. And I was tired, and I was felt myself being getting stressed, getting grumpy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. I have to think about this. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And so I had to pull back and realize, you know what? Okay, what do I need to do? So what
and
I
everybody
did
around
was,
you probably said, what's wrong with mommy? What's wrong with the wife? What's wrong?
I was trying to do way too much. Exactly. And in addition to me pulling back and taking care of myself, then we have family meetings. And so during
Hold it. Back up, Nicole Marie. Am I talking to Carol Brady? What family meetings? Do people actually have family meetings? I thought that was just on TV.
No, we do. You know, my husband and I, we voice our opinions, which we, you know, we always do. But that's the time where the kids are able to voice their opinion as well, share whatever they want to share. Something's going on, we discuss it.
We don't necessarily have a set time.
We don't have a set time.
But when it's time,
we just call it when you feel that it's time. Exactly.
Wow.
Then we call it. Yes. And so,
like I was saying,
I told the kids, hey, you know what? Mom can't do everything. It's time for you to step up. And in addition to their chores, there are certain other things that we added where, okay, you're going to help with this. You're going to help with that. You're going to help with this. This is going to help take the load off mom and what needs to be done.
How do they react to that usually, though? How do they react to it?
Kind of look like, oh, okay. But I mean, my kids are 7, 12, and 17.
Oh, okay. They act like normal kids. They're like, hands first to do it. Yeah, they're like, okay.
But they help. I have to give them credit. They're kids, and yes, kids do what kids do, but they do help. When I ask them, make sure it's taken care of.
Yes. Well, you had me at the family meetings. When I grew up, Nicole Marie, I don't really remember ever really family meetings, but I did grow up with a single parent, and I just remember my dear mom used to talk to us, God rest her soul, she used to talk to us all the time. Talk to me, I was the youngest, so she would talk all the time, and, you know, I guess I had meetings all the time because she was kind of like, she was doing a homeschooling before there was a such thing as homeschooling.
Yeah,
and just gave me a lot of education, so, you know, teaching me a lot with conjugating verbs and how to speak and enunciate and all of that. All the things you hear me put into practice every day.
Great.
On this show. So that was
That's
my
awesome.
Meeting. And the only other meeting was when it was time to get a beating.
Uh-oh.
From meetings to the beating. But no, we don't condone that anymore. Those days have changed, folks. So there's a whole different ball game these days for that kind of thing, so discipline. But I tell you, this is a great conversation because, you know, like you said, you took care of everybody else. You had to remember because I know women have it to a whole new level with all of that.
Yes.
And you still kind of, you know, there are tons of of women who have, you know, careers and go out just like everybody
you
else.
You have to find that
should.
Work balance and life balance as
have
well.
Have to find the balance. And that's something I'm taking away from this whole host chat today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. And on this Tuesday morning, I've got to say, because that was the first thing that kind of jumped out at me, was that we needed time. And so this whole time that we're going to be away, I have to really say we'll be back towards, I'd say pretty much the last couple weeks in the month of July. So we're looking at Tuesday, July 19th. Tuesday,
great.
July 19th, 2022, as our return date to the broadcast. So we'll be live, of course, on that Tuesday morning, July 19th of 2022, from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. And an all-new Vet Talk radio show, of course, which will be coming up a little later on this morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, but certainly on that Tuesday morning on the 19th when we come back. So what we're doing, like I said, we're going to be focused on a whole bunch of new content, new subject matter, lots of new things, new topics and things, and we're excited about that. And we're going to miss you guys. Yeah, we're going to miss you. But we don't have to miss you too much, because you will be able to stay in touch with us by going to the website at hairadio.com. And additionally, we have our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week partners over at Upscale Magazine Radio. So three words, upscalemagazineradio.com. And there you can tune in to a lot of the classic episodes of the Hair Radio Morning Show, I should say recent episodes, in addition to special interviews, great music, and so much more. So lots in store, lots of things coming down the pike. So I'm real happy about that. Yeah, so good stuff. And, you know, that's sometimes, you got to be flexible in this business, Nicole Marie, you really do. You got to be flexible for things. And I'm super, super hyped. Okay, so listen, let's take a little bit of a commercial break. We'll be right back. And I've got some more things that we've got to talk about this morning, Nicole Marie. And yes, and a lot of this has to do with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie
Hines. I'm Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand-new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines.
you're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie, and officially mid-show. Good morning, Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome our fans to the mid-show. Yes. Water Valley, Mississippi.
I love that. Yes, of course. And I'm up here in Brooklyn, New York. I got to represent. You know what? I wanted to kind of, before we went to the quick break and song, we were talking about just, you know, needing to recharge, you know, spending, you know, overexerting yourself and not really taking time for yourself. And I know that you have some more commentary on that and some thoughts. What would you like to say, Nicole Marie?
Well, first I would just like to say everyone, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, everyone needs to take time to rejuvenate, refresh, recharge, and then get started again. It's crucial. It's crucial for you to be creative, for you to work, to be able to function and do all of the things that you need to do. And okay. I just wanted to offer some tips, especially to the women, to the moms, just some tips that will help.
Oh,
like I mentioned earlier, you need to, first of all, take time for yourself. It is imperative that you have self-care, and that can come in many different forms. If you prayer, meditation, exercise, deep breathing, find a hobby, just something that takes you away from your daily tasks, all of the things that you have to do, whether it's work, whether it's children, just quiet time by yourself, just for you, to help give you an emotional boost to be able to keep going.
It seems like it's so necessary.
Yes, it is. It's crucial. It's so crucial. Next, let go of people pleasing and learn how to say no. We, especially as women, we don't always say no. Okay, yes, I can do it. Yes, I can take care of it, adding more and more and more to our plate.
But, Nicole Marie, do you feel like you're going to disappoint the people who depend on you? Like, why is that so difficult for women particularly to be able to say no? Why is it that they may have a problem with that? Is it that they don't want to disappoint folks? I mean, what is really at the core of this?
I believe so. Don't want to disappoint, and, you know, you take it on, and it's, you know, you're already doing so much, and it just becomes too much. And I think that we as women are just naturally nurturers and caregivers, and we want to take care of it. But we cannot take care of everything, especially if we're not taking care of ourselves. So we have got to learn to say no. Or, depending on what it is, not right now. I'm sorry, but I just cannot do this right now.
Exactly. Have you ever tried, ladies out there, to say, do it yourself? No, not to the kids, but to all those folks out there in the business. Do it yourself and walk on. That probably wouldn't be a good day, guys. I'm just teasing. No, I know sometimes you probably want to say that, though. You really do.
Yeah.
But no. But
it becomes
family
too
needs
much
you, but
sometimes.
That's for the work. Yeah. Especially at work too, because. You know, you guys, this is important. This is a really good lesson. And I have to say, Nicole Marie, we're going to have to continue to look out for this. And I hope that you can continue to bring these incredible things. And thank you for the tips.
I certainly will. Yes, Gary.
This is something that's critical for women the like. And everybody, really. And like I said, and for us at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're going to continue these conversations. Speaking of which, we have coffee, tea, and conversations up next with Otto, Michael, the whole team, of course, and so much more to get into this morning. And then, of course, at 8:30 Eastern, it's an all-new Vet Talk radio show. We're going to have Michael tell us all about it just a bit. All right, folks. I want to say, Nicole Marie, it's always great, and I'm so excited. So, you know, we just want everybody to
thank
stay
you so
tuned.
Much.
We've got,
That's
yeah,
it.
Well, of course.
Don't go anywhere.
We've got so much more to get into this morning. Hey, stay with us. Stay with us, everybody.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Kerry Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media I won't say frenzy. You've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media. and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important, and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, June 14th of 2022. And here in New York, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. It's about 7:35 in the morning. And just so excited to have you guys with us. It's 6:35 for our friends and Nicole Marie out in the Central Time Zone. I want to just say thank you so much to everybody, really. It's mid-show. As you guys know, and coming up in just a moment or so, Otto from down in South Jersey, he'll be joining us with Coffee Tea Conversations, Michael Hopkins, and all of those incredible folks from the Vet Talk Radio Show. I have a couple of announcements I want to kind of get into this morning. Want to first acknowledge our amazing supporters and sponsors you guys just heard from. The incredible Shanta Love with Organic Love Collection. And she drops by to join us here and there, you guys know. Want to also welcome new advertiser Roots Rock Salon out of West Orange, New Jersey. They'll have a brand new commercial here when we return to the airwaves back in, I should say, about July 19th or so. So lots of wonderful, wonderful things. They do hair replacement, all kinds of services. They have a barber on premises. Everything. They really, really do. And I've been knowing this salon since they literally built up from the ground. So we'll be talking about them as we kind of move along. Let me bring to the line, just to kind of get into things a little bit this morning. Oh, also, let me just first bring Otto. Otto, good morning. The gentleman who spells his name He has a palindrome for a name, Otto. The same forwards and the same backwards. Good morning, Otto. Good morning.
Good morning, Kerry Hines. How are you, sir?
We're doing great. Now, you're down in South Jersey, not too far from our studio office up here in Brooklyn, New York. It's kind of central New Jersey. You're not too far from Trenton, New Jersey, just to give you guys an idea. So Otto, entrepreneur of the year, my good friend and our friend here at Coffee Tea Conversation, where we kind of talk about things live on the air, weekday morning, about this time mid-show, about 7:30 or so, East Coast time. Want to just say, how are you doing, first of all?
Oh, I'm doing good, Kerry Hines. I'm fine. I'm enjoying the show and looking forward to I enjoy my, coffee, tea, and conversation time, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so what did you hear this morning? What did Otto, and I'm going to tell you my favorite parts that I've heard today on the show, but what did you hear, Otto?
I enjoy, I'll get back to host chat, but Linnell Williams, I enjoyed his see your vision, manifest it. I really enjoyed that. I take that's inspirational. I heard a lot of good content, Miss Rivetti, I enjoy her. She's a Naha Award winner hairstylist. I think she's fantastic.
And Naha, just so that folks know, is the North American Hairstyling Awards. Francesca herself has been, she's won once, but she's also been nominated about five times. So and Francesca has done some great recent interviews. She's right now, she just returned from the premiere show down in Orlando. And the premiere folks are just dear friends of mine. I've literally sat in front of the founders and organizers of the premiere folks. They have corporate offices down in Orlando. I've sat there and been there and been now to their shows and all of that. So I love premiere. I love all the hair shows, whether it's International Beauty Show in New York City or Brana Brothers in coming up in Miami in August of 2022. So real excited, real good stuff. But, Francesca, she's a great addition to the network. She is going to be with us from time to time with all kinds of great interviews. We've just got some good folks. We got some good folks.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm glad that you are liking that. Speaking of good folks and part of the network real quick, and I'll ask you a little bit more, but I want to do a birthday shout-out. Can I just give a quick happy birthday shout-out? This is, I don't know if you know him so much, Otto, since you've been on, but we are establishing, and I'd say we're way past establishing. We have already established an incredible network of folks who are just helping Hair Radio literally to take over the world, if you will. So I've got to say, with that in mind, the gentleman who really kind of really, comes to my mind right now is a fellow named Mo Warren. Now, I've known Mo Warren for a while. He is over in Nigeria and Lagos.
Wow.
And so with Hair Radio. So he has what helped to encourage us to begin Hair Radio Nigeria. So it's his birthday. So we got to definitely give him a big shout out. And,
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So everybody always hears me talk about Ebenezer over in Ghana with Hair Radio Ghana. But, yes, we also have Hair Radio Nigeria. And we have some surprises in store when we come back. In the middle of July, we'll be back again as well. And when we return to our live three-hour shows, we've got some announcements. Hopefully, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We're working on some ideas with some folks, and we'll see what we can bring you very soon on that level. So that's kind of that's the big announcement with that. And folks, I have to say, some of the people are asking, why are you taking a little break? And I don't know if I said it so much during host chat, but, to do this show every day live, weekday mornings, it's very tough. It's not easy.
Yeah.
You guys know, there's a lot that goes into it. And we have an incredible network of people who help us with it. We really do. We've got a big network of folks, and I'm so grateful. But we've got to, you know, we've got to constantly do research and bring you new ideas. And boy, do we have some things in the works for our big return in July. Yeah. So it's a production break. It's not a vacation so much folks may think.
Not at all.
We work. I don't think I've had a vacation in 7 years since this show started. You know, so today we're up to our 726th show. So when we come back, it'll be show number 727. And that will be on Tuesday morning, July 19th. So today's our last live 3-hour show.
Yeah.
So when we go off at 9 Eastern, 8 o'clock Central this morning, we're then going, we're going to send you over to our 24-hour network partner, which is UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. Magazine Radio. They will be playing a ton of Hair Radio episodes, you know, Hair Radio Morning Show episodes, lots and lots of them. So I'm real excited about that. So you can go there 24 hours a day. You'll still hear us. We'll be on talking and all that. We power the Upscale Magazine Radio Network. And, yes, those
sure
are folks from Upscale Magazine. Yeah. And I'll tell you how to get there. You can go there two different ways. If you go to First Upscale Magazine, which is just upscalemagazine.com, you'll see us right there. It says radio. That's us.
Yeah.
Which is the Upscale Magazine Radio. And so we're on right now. Oftentimes we play a lot of music, and we have some great classic shows you can listen to. So great stuff there. So that'll kind of keep you warm until we return back live on the 19th of July.
Plenty of content. Plenty of content on Upscale.
So they've got access to over 700 shows of this of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So real exciting stuff. Hey, got a lot to get into as well. Like I said, we're going to be doing some new stuff, and we also have some new music tributes that we'll be doing. You know, we've had a lot of music artists on the show, a whole bunch of music artists, singers, famous singers, actors, everybody who's dropped by, and it doesn't get much bigger than to have folks like, Beyonce's dad and so many others, Miss Dionne Warwick, folks who've won Grammys and Tony Awards, Melba Moore, and all these incredible artists have been with us. And that's
amazing.
Going to continue. Yeah, it's going to continue, Otto, as we move into July. And from there, it's busy. And we'll be ready for the fall. We probably won't have another break until the wintertime. So this is going to be real big.
Yeah.
I do want to go back to Upscale for just one moment. Otto, did you have something you want to jump in?
Oh, no, go ahead with Upscale, and I'll jump in. Gary, go ahead, sir. That's fine.
Okay, well, I was going to say with Upscale Magazine, the their new issue is out on the newsstands. Upscale Magazine's June-July issue 2022 is available now. So please check it out. It's a wedding issue. I love it. We're going to be covering some stories from there that you will only hear on UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. And an announcement that I have not made, until this moment. There's going to be a big, big update that we're going to, I think I'll save it. It's about Upscale and a brand new show that's coming to Upscale Magazine Radio. So I'll fill you in, the next half hour. So please stay with us. You don't want to miss it because this incredible addition to our team, our partners and everything, she's a force to be reckoned with. And she does a lot of interviews. I'm letting the cat out the bag. Otto, you got to stop me. I was supposed to get the teaser until after 8. But big news is on the way. We'll tell you more about it in just a little bit. Michael Hopkins and the folks at Vet Talk Radio show will be up with us next. Let's take a little tiny quick commercial break. And when we come back, Michael Hopkins will be here. So stay with us. We've got more to go this morning. Everybody, thank you so much. Stay with us. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, we know, Kerry. We're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we're dealing with you, Kerry Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's going to be aight. No, it's never going to be aight. It's always going to be excellence, Kerry. Because that's what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I agree. And I think it's trusting, Kerry, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Kerry, and then we trust each other.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Is that India? What happened to her hair?
Little girl with the pressing curl. Age 8, I got a Jerry curl. 13, and I got a relaxer. I was a source of so much laughter. 15, when it all broke off. 18, and I went all natural. February 2002, I went on and did what I had to do. Because it was time to change my life, to become the woman that I am inside. 97 dreadlocks all gone. I looked in the mirror for the first time and saw that, hey, I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am not your expectations, no, no. I am not my hair. I am not this skin. I am the soul that lives within.
What's she doing to her hair?
I don't know. It looks crazy. I like it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far.
Good hair means curls and waves. Bad hair means you look like a slave. At the turn of the century, it's time for us to redefine who we be. You can shave it off like a South African beauty. Got it on lock like Bob Marley. You can rock it straight like Oprah Winfrey. If it's not what's on your head, it's what's underneath. And say, hey,
I am not my hair.
Your expectations, no.
I am not my hair.
I am not the skin.
I am the soul that lives within.
Does the way I wear my hair make me a better person? Does the way I wear my hair make me a better friend? Oh, does the way I wear my hair determine my integrity? I am expressing my breast cancer and chemotherapy. Took away her crown and glory. She promised that if she was to survive, she would enjoy every day of her life. Oh, on national television, her diamond eyes are sparkling. Bald headed like a full moon shining. Singing out to the whole wide world like, hey,
hey, hey, I am not my
head. I am not my head.
Your expectations,
no, I am not my hair.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, June 14th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. It's about 7:52 in the morning, a little before 8 o'clock Eastern time, and a little before 7 for our fans and friends out in the Central Time Zone. I want to bring Otto back to the line. Otto, I'm not sure if I gave you a chance to chime on in. I know you wanted to tell the folks a little bit more about this morning and your hair radio experience. So what might you want to share on this cloudy morning here in Brooklyn? But what do you want to say, Otto?
Yeah, same here, cloudy. I just want the host chat and the – like what we're talking about, you were speaking on the production break, which as an entrepreneur myself in my own business, I understand it greatly. And I'm sure all entrepreneurs do that at some point, you know, you have to, I like to refer to it as drop back and punt. You know, you have to go to the locker room at halftime and just regroup. And I do it because the people don't understand, like I worked 9 to 5 for years. And when I took a vacation, I didn't think about my job. I was on vacation. But this is different. You have to behind the scenes. People don't see. But I get rejuvenated on our production breaks because I learn a lot. And what a great experience it's been working on Hair Radio Morning Show with you, Curry.
Thank you.
It's been a great experience for me, bringing along my entrepreneurship, and I know the value of having your name on something, you know.
It's
very important what you do for us and all the guests and all the advertisers, myself as your junior co-host. They don't see like me personally with cleaning the tools, paperwork, picking up all the materials.
Well, no, folks are never going to be able to see behind the scenes and what we do. Most of the folks don't realize. Let me get Michael Hopkins into this conversation with us, Otto. Michael Hopkins is coming up about 8:30 with a brand new Vet Talk radio show episode right here. So you don't have to change anything. Just stay with us all morning. We'll be here till 9 Eastern. Michael Hopkins, good morning to you. Welcome to this live episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Tuesday, June 14th. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Michael.
So, Michael, you've been listening to the show. So what do you say, with balance and all of that? Otto just talked about being an entrepreneur and having to, you know, do things. And the folks, like I said, don't see what we're doing. So we're going to get into all about Vet Talk Radio Show. But first, what about you? Because you've also been an entrepreneur, did you strike a balance with blending your home life with your family? And I think you have because you're still married. But I'm going to just have you weigh in on this. What do you say about being overworked sometimes, even in your own business?
Oh, yes. We were in the type of business where we were training people constantly. We were in the training business. And when you're doing that, Carrie and Otto, you know, I'm dealing with firearms, equipment, going to the range, pepper spray, batons, and you're constantly going. And I used to teach classes 5-6 days a week, constantly. Sometimes on Sunday if we had weekend class.
You being so busy, though, Michael Hopkins, how did your family and your wonderful wife, how did she cope with, you know, you being busy all the time? Did you find a balance when you came home? Because that's what I was really trying to get with during host chat with Nicole Marie this morning. So what about yourself? Yeah, how did your family deal with that?
Oh, I mean, you know, it was hard at times because the nature of the beast, the nature of what I was doing, it was hard. We learned how to, sometimes we had to make sacrifices. Sometimes, you know, some things I might miss that the kids had programs and plays and so forth. But I had to learn how to make the balance. I had to learn sometimes that I just wasn't going to be there for the business. We just had to shut it down. Now, one of the things we did do, Carrie and Otto, that really worked out very well, we got to the point with our business that every even year, take a trip. We would work real hard.
A family trip. Wow.
No, we would take a business trip to decompress.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
you know, family, we would go on little trips and all, but yeah, we would take a business trip. And for about three times, we actually went on a cruise. We took a 10-day cruise with some of the staff members that we had. And we would cruise the Caribbean. Yeah, we cruised the Caribbean for about 10 days and just decompressed. We didn't talk about anything that had something to do with business was a no-no.
Well,
if it had something to do,
find a few other things on a 10-day cruise to chat about.
Yeah, trust me, I did.
Yeah,
I had an agenda when I was on the cruise ship. I had an agenda. It always had something to do with either first it was the jazz club, then the regular club, then you know whatever else came down the pike. If it was, you know, finding something to eat or just sitting on the ship. Just chilling. Uh-huh. But it works.
I believe that, definitely worked for you. Now, I have to say, even turning to Otto, and I just want to quickly say this, and Michael, I can't wait. We're going to get all into VTR this morning, the Vet Talk Radio Show. But Otto, you made me think when you were talking about, you know, going and being part of events and stuff in your children's lives. And Otto, I hope it's okay. I just want to mention how proud I was. Otto fills me in after the show wraps at 9. You know, we talk about each other's lives, and you just got a chance to take part in one of your kids' games, your son's game. And it was just rewarding to hear. Can you just share with everybody how nice that was to spend time and go out and see him play ball? Just a nice thing.
Absolutely.
It's Father's Month.
Thank you, Gary.
The whole month we're talking about fathers and Father's Day in the month of June. So this is something that I think folks will appreciate. So what happened? Tell us all about it.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, absolutely. My son is in a traveling basketball team, and thankfully he was playing a game up in Lancaster, PA, and I was able to attend the weekend. He is in a tournament all weekend. It was like a good Father's Day present for me. I was able to see my son. He saw me in the audience, you know, in the crowd, and gave me a smile and a wave, and I think he was so happy to see me, and I was so proud of him, and you know, took a break from the radio, took a break from painting, and I just went up there. But as an entrepreneur, I'll tell you, I was sitting in the stands, and I was, like, thinking about the show or, oh, I have to order that paint. And I had to really block it out, like Michael said. You know, you go on vacation, but you still got some things on your mind about the business. But I enjoyed it was such a heartwarming experience to watch him. I was so proud. I was so proud of him. And he's a great ball player. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen,
thank you for letting me share that, Gary. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's what we're about. Hair Radio, the morning show, it's about hair, beauty, and community. And that's a big part of what we're talking about and celebrating this whole month. We don't just celebrate one day here. For dads, for moms, the whole family, this is the important thing. This is the important stuff. So we love sharing it with everybody. And before I forget, Michael, Otto, we want to take a moment to welcome our incredible listeners again from all over the world, everybody. We have folks in different countries who are paying attention to us. We have folks right here in America who are paying attention to us. And also our new listeners over at UpscaleMagazineRadio.com. We're also welcoming our incredible fans now at Upscale as well. We've been doing it up here. Now, coming up in about a half hour, a little less than that, Michael, We're going to be live this morning with an all-new edition, Hopkins, of your wonderful weekly show within a show called Vet Talk Radio, where you are the king of claims. You cover all kinds of topics that help folks, the veterans in particular, to navigate the claims process. But what I love most about Vet Talk Radio show is that anybody can listen. I'm not a veteran, but boy, oh boy, do I love the show. I learned so much. It's just a wonderful experience. So you've done, Michael, you have already crossed the one-year mark. If you guys are just joining us today and you're not all, you know, have not heard or tuned in, let me just bring you up to speed here. Michael Hopkins, the illustrious host of Vet Talk Radio show, already literally crossed over more than a year of the Vet Talk Radio show being part of our roster wheel right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael Hopkins, again, how does it feel to have a successful, I call a hit radio show?
Yeah. Oh, it just feels great, Carrie Hines. Oh, it feels great because I'm actually helping my fellow veterans, and I'm educating their families and civilians, as we call them in the military, on veterans. A lot of people are not educated on veterans, the whole VA system, what veterans go through. They look, they see a veteran, but they don't understand what we go through as veterans. They just don't understand.
Well, Michael, I'm raising my hand because until you came to our network and brought this incredible idea, and I'm so grateful for it, the moment that Michael said, Carrie, we should do this kind of a show, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. I want to tell, give a little bit of it away this morning. But, Michael, you've got a great episode on the way today. And then when we come back, we're kind of sandwiched a little break. And in between, there's a Vet Talk coming up again on Tuesday the 19th, the July 19th, because every Tuesday morning is time for Vet Talk Radio. So, but this today's episode, Michael, I've got to let a little bit of it out. We're going, first of all, there's a brand new interview that we do with Michael about the show and so much more. So I don't want to give too much of, go into too much of that now, because you're going to hear it coming up at about 8:30 in about 20 minutes or so. And then right after that, and that interview was done for this show. So please, you don't want to miss it. And then right after that, we should have the Angels. I'm hoping the Angels will join us live to talk about what they're going to be doing during this production break, as well as the experience that they've gained just being part of all that we're doing. So really exciting stuff, Hopkins.
Yes, it is.
I'm raising my hand too, Michael. It's amazing what you bring to the show and the veterans, the benefits that you expose that that seems like nobody else will. I always learn something, and really thank you so much for all you do, Michael, for the vets. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you too, Otto. Thank you so much. It means a lot when I hear, as I always say, civilians or somebody who's never been in the military, and they're getting something out of what we do here on the Hair Radio Network. It's something that it's hard to describe.
Wow.
But it's a beautiful thing. It really is. It's hard for me to describe it. And I get a little emotional about it because so many of us as veterans, we just, we suffer in silence. But when we're amongst ourselves, we'll talk and we'll express ourselves. And even the most hardened veteran, when they're around other veterans that are just like them, that's what they do. They will talk about their experiences. They will tell you how they feel. And they will express themselves. And, you know, it's just, I don't even know how to explain it, you know, in terms. But it's such a, it's a beautiful thing when I go to these meetings or when I do this show that I have guys and I have a lot of ladies, and they'll come to me. They'll call me up. They'll text me, and they'll say, great show. That was a great show, Hopkins. I mean, I didn't know that. You mean I've been suffering from this whole time, and I had no idea it was caused by my military service. A lot of us, like tinnitus, the ringing in the ear, a lot of us have it, and we get so used to it till we just think it's a natural thing. I've literally had veterans tell me, well, I thought everybody had it. They didn't think that much of it. I'm like, dude, you got the ringing in your ear.
I can't wait. They're going to hear a whole lot more about this coming up in a little over 20 minutes. So please, folks, keep it right here. Listen, we're going to talk a little bit about the hair business. We got a lot more coming, and I've got some new folks coming. So I don't want you to think we've abandoned the hair talk. Let me get this on. This is a good piece that I love. This is this wonderful lady named Tara, and what she talked about the visit to Madam C.J. Walker's place. Awesome. Take a listen. We'll be back coming up. Michael, we're going to send you off to get ready for your show. So stay with us. We've got a lot more. I'm just going to go ahead and get on this wonderful interview with Tara. Stay with us.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today. She's from the world of business. It is my honor to welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the very, very first time, Tara Gregory. Good morning, Tara. Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning, Carrie. How are you doing, sir? I am so honored and so privileged to finally be on this show. Talk about getting on here for
a long time, yes.
My schedule has been crazy, but I am just so honored to finally be here talking to you and your radio listeners.
Oh, aren't you kind? Well, listen, I am excited. First of all, it is I who must thank you. You are one of the folks who, when we announced our live events and that we were working on so many different shows, you were one of the very first to sign up as a vendor. So we're so excited that you wanted to do business with our company. We love it. We support you, and we love that you support us at Hair Radio.
You've
always been, and even when I'm on social media from time to time, which I think I must live on social media as far as our fans are concerned. But yes, but I love it because you, Tara, you share our postings, you share our messages, you like what we put out, and it means so much. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I am one of those that is really big on supporting one another, especially within our culture. I don't know what it is that we struggle to do that. So many of the cultures will band together, and they will push and support one another. And we have to change that stigma. We have to band together and be able to support, promote, push. Everything is not about a dollar. A lot of times it's just a phone call. It's just a post. Or doing what I'm doing now, just support somebody else's business. Support their vision. We have to do better as a people. And if I have to be the one to step out there and do that and be the example, by all means, I'll do it.
Well, you have done just that. So, and that puts you on our radar here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and at Hair Radio, the company. So I'm so excited. Now, I've got to say, Tara Gregory, just to have you on the show, I want to talk about your business for a moment. Then I'm going to get into why we brought you here this morning. But first, let's find out a little bit. Now, give us I remember you were doing Ayers Batch of Nature. So tell us a little bit. And did I pronounce it right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about it, all that you're doing.
Okay, so just in a nutshell, the name of the company is Ayers, A-Y-U-R-Apostrophe-S.
Okay.
Yes. Yep, Ayers Batch of Nature, LLC. I started this company about 7 years ago. And just to give you just a really quick background, I am in my 50s. I just turned 50 one. And as I
congratulations,
got older,
happy birthday!
Thank
okay,
you, thank you. As I got older, I just realized that my hair started changing. I was natural, and you know, I was using the products on the shelves, and not to take anything away from them. You know, my hair was moisturized and shiny and looked cute, but for some reason, it just kept shedding. It kept thinning. I was losing my crown. I could not understand what was going on. And nothing on the shelves helped me as far as that issue. So I started researching, and God blessed me to come up with this concoction after I researched for an entire year. Point number one, whatever you're doing in business, research, research, research.
Yes.
Hone in and master whatever it is you're out there producing or doing. So it took me about a year. I came up with this formula, and it changed my life. So I have a product line that is geared towards problematic hair issues. So it's not just about moisturizing and making your hair shiny. If you really have some serious hair issues going on, I have these products that are solving the breakage, the shedding, but especially alopecia. And I've realized, Carrie, what was happening to me really was aging hair, and there's nothing really on the market unless you go and get that Keranique and all that kind of stuff. And what I have is chemical-free, drug-free. It's all natural. It's all organic. No steroids, and it works better than those chemicals you see on TV, if not better. And the products started working so well that Macy's reached out to me. Now, listen, I didn't have money for Macy's. I knew that. But somehow they got wind of the products. Make a long story short, they asked for some samples, and I sent it to them, and they did their little testing, talked to the board or whatever.
Yeah, right.
3 months later, they called me and were like, how fast can you get here? And we
launched
in Macy's. I'm in retail stores. Yes, and I'm now partnering with the Cancer Treatment Centers of America to help those that are on chemotherapy bring back their hair naturally with no chemical, because they're already dealing with the radiation. So you don't want to put a chemical product on top of what you're already dealing with. So these products is really making a difference for those that are suffering with chemical damage. My hair is now past my bra strap at 50 years old because I see my own products. So that is really the backdrop of the products. Also, there's
a lot of black, nature. Okay.
There's a lot of black hair care products out there. And, of course, mine has the oils and butters. But I took it a step further when I started researching and infusing Indian Ayurvedic herbs into the product.
Wow.
That
really? How? Tell us about that. That's interesting. So Indian herbs, tell us.
Yeah. So Indian herbs are your henna, amla, hibiscus, marshmallow root, burdock root. These are herbs that Indians have been using for years, I mean centuries, and we just didn't know about it. And hair is hair, so if it worked for their hair, it'll work for our hair. And these herbs are proven.
And I've never seen a person of that, the original folks here in America.
Yeah.
Have no hair. I've never seen one with your hair.
Jet black, down stay behind, and no gray.
Exactly.
These herbs are slowing down gray and making your hair grow like weeds and make it strong as steel. If you ever see Indian men and women, their hair is long.
Of course, everyone.
At 70 and 80.
And up.
They have been using these herbs for centuries.
Now, Tara, how can folks get these products, please?
Okay, so they can visit Ayers Bachelor.
I'm raising my hand, by the way. Tell us one more time. Give us that site once again. I interrupted you there.
Ayers Bachelor of Nature, AYURSBATCHOFNATURE, bachelorofnature.com. You can also find me on Etsy, which is an e-commerce platform for handmade businesses. It's the number one platform out there, so I'm on Etsy. I'm on Amazon as well. You can find us in select retail stores, and all you have to do is really Google the company.
And I'm hoping you'll bring a few of these products to my store at hairadio.com soon. We're going to hold you to that now.
Love to.
Okay. Yes, this is going to be absolutely awesome. And I've been telling, Tara, this is the kind of thing where we've got, like you said, We've got to support each other. So I'll be following up with you very, very soon on that.
Yes.
Now,
yeah,
one
and I
of
make
the
everything myself. Yes.
You
and
make
and
wow.
I,
yeah, now
I
that
the warehouse. About 30 days ago, I started this company in my house. We outgrew the house. We had pallets coming to the house, and my husband was like, I think you need a warehouse. So we launched into a warehouse because I am determined to manufacture these myself. I had manufacturers reach out to me, and they already, they tell you, you know.
I am reaching out to you. Yes.
And
because
I want them to dilute the formula, so I will continue to manufacture these myself. So I have my own manufacturing and distribution right here in Maryland.
Well, you know what? We're going to be talking with you about that because I have some companies, including ourselves, and we're looking for that kind of distribution outlet where we don't have to house it here and, you know, and necessarily make up batches in our bathtub type thing. So we want to definitely, we'll continue this conversation. Now, one of the big things that, you know, let me just remind everybody before we move along, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today, and she's on the line. It is my honor again to welcome her to the airwaves for the very, very first time. Tara Gregory. Yes, good morning, Tara. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
All right.
Good morning.
Yes, and again, Ayers Batch of Nature. I'm just loving all of this wonderful information today. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to definitely invite you this morning onto the broadcast is because you, the only person that I, well, you know what? Okay, yes, we've had on Azealia Bundle. So she is the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker. So, of course, and she's a good friend of ours here at the Hair Radio Show. So, yes, she's been with us. But outside of her, so you're like one of the very first who we get a good accounting of at least some of the grounds around the amazing estate that was once the estate called the Villa Luaro, which belonged to Madam C.J. Walker here in New York, which is, I'm located in New York State as well. I'm in New York City and New York. And so her, tell us a little bit, if you will. And, well, you know, we can, you can, we can give you some background. This is the Villa Luaro, formerly known as the Annie Epoff or Annie Epoff home is a 34-room, 20,000-square-foot mansion located at Fargo Lane and North Broadway in Irvington, New York. That's about 30 miles north of New York City, so about a half hour away from where I'm located here in Brooklyn. Now, it was built from 1916 to 1918, and she died like in 1919. That was a year after it was they finished it somewhere, and was designed in the Italianate style by architect Wertner Tandy for Alelia Walker. Again, she is, Alelia Walker is the daughter of Madam C.J. Walker. And so, and the Alelia, our friend Alelia Bundles, who was named after Alelia Walker, Madam Walker's daughter. But so now tell us, Ms. Tara Gregory, what did you see? I want to hear the whole story about walking up to Madam C.J. Walker. Well, first of all, before you get there, what inspired you to go visit, to, were you making a special trip to see Villa Luaro?
Oh,
and if so, what inspired you to do so?
So let me just take 30 seconds, literally 30 seconds to say this. I had no idea who she was in my teens. I remember, you know, Black history, you know, you read about all these people.
A little bit,
oh,
right.
So I heard of her. And even when I launched my company, I still didn't really know about her. And I didn't realize that I was actually walking into her footsteps until probably about maybe 5 years ago. I had no idea.
Wow.
She built her own manufacturing company, became a self-made millionaire. You got to watch the movie Self-Made. And she built this mansion herself with the first Black architect in New York. A lot of people may not
know. That's right.
He designed it. And this house is phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. So I was in New York about maybe 2 weeks ago. I was on a yacht party with this guy called Mitt. Find him on Facebook, Instagram. He does this every month, an amazing yacht party. It's actually a business expo that he does. And so I decided to go there. I had about maybe three people with me, our team. And I don't know, I was on this boat, and I just kept thinking about, you know, this mansion, thinking about her and just how blessed I am to actually be doing what I'm doing. I just couldn't believe it. And I'm sitting there on this boat, and I said, you know what, I think I'm going to visit her house. You know, I've seen the movie. I've read about her. You know, I now know about her. I think I want to see this in real life. So we get off the boat and we get to the hotel, and I tell the team, you know what? We're going to Madam C.J. Walker's mansion. And they're like, we're what? I said, yes, we are. Get dressed. We're going. And we got up about maybe 8 o'clock in the morning. Are we having breakfast? No, we're going straight there. And I'm thinking, because I don't really know New York like that, but I love New York. It is truly my second home. I'm there a lot. There's no place in the city like New York. Let me just plug that out.
True.
So I Googled it, and I realized we were in Upper Manhattan somewhere on 23rd Street and something. And I Googled it, and it was literally 30 minutes away. I'm thinking it's like 2 hours, 30 minutes away. So we jump in the car and go all through this expressway or whatever. And then the whole community changed. It's nothing but rows and rows of mansions. I could not believe it. So we're driving up, and we come across this house. And I see the sign, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, but it's right there on the street. This can't be it. And so I saw they have a post there, like a little plaque thing in the wall, in the ground. And it says, you know, welcome to Madam C.J. Walker's estate. And they give, you know, her little backdrop. And I looked at them. I said, this is it. Park the car. So we parked the car, and it's gated. You can't just walk in. I mean, they have chains and everything on there. And I'm like, okay, we didn't make no appointment. This is spare the moment. So we get out the car. And the whole thing is gated. She has a driveway that's gated and a gate around her whole house. So we're standing in the middle of traffic trying not to get hit, trying to take pictures and, you know, do drive-by shots. And there was a groundsman there. Oh, my God. He was incredible. And he came out. I guess he saw me out there like, what is she doing? So he came out there and he said, who are you? And I told him, you know, who I was, and my husband blessed her. So, oh, you know, she has her own hair care company, and she just wanted to come up here and just, you know, see the person that did it. You know, she's just fascinated with her. And he was like, really, how would you like to come in? And my jaw dropped. And I said, really, you would do that? He was like, absolutely. I said, okay. So,
you're like, okay, we're in.
I'm like, get the camera ready because we don't want to get started. And he's unlocking the gate, and when he opened those gates, oh my, there was a sense of, you know how you walk
history.
Into something, and even though you're walking into her history, it's like a preview for you. And I'm as soon as I walk through the gate, I'm like, oh my God, is this what I'm walking into for me? You can't help but think that. So I'm walking into
wow.
this gate. It is phenomenal. And when I say, so the doors are locked, you know, first of all, I'm going up the steps. And as I'm stepping up the steps, Carrie, tears are streaming down my face. Not so much because I'm doing what she's doing, but you are standing on the ground.
Where,
of
this
the person
true.
Who fought and struggled and went through all she went through, all the ups and downs and hurdles that she went through that we now don't have to face as a beauty brand company.
Exactly.
It just overwhelmed me to know that all her sweat, blood, and tears got her to this moment, and here's the proof. It's one, Carrie, it's one thing to read it in the textbook, but it's another thing when you step and stand flat-footed in history.
Wow.
There was no feeling like it to see what this woman had accomplished. And what really stood out
And at that period, at that period in time, it's not like she had social media. Her Facebook and Twitter was her 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And she is actually the role model and the example of ambition because she talks
Absolutely.
About how you know, you have to work hard and believe in your dream. And when you read
absolutely.
Her story and read her book, you see the struggles that she
yes.
went through. And standing there at that mansion, it just showed me how far we can go as Black people, as a Black brand. And I just hope that my company makes her proud. You feel her presence. You when you stand there, you feel like you can conquer anything because look at what she did. So we took pictures on the steps, and there's this white, I can't even explain it, like some kind of white clay pot thingy. She bought this years ago, and it is still there. So you can't go in the house, but there's no drapes, Carrie. So we took pictures, you know, we're peeping through the room. And do you know a lot of her original artifacts and furniture is still in this house?
Still there? Wow.
You can actually take your camera video and you can actually click pictures because there's no curtains. We walked around the back because I said, let's go. It was like, through the grass, come on, let's go. So we walked around the back, and if you ever see the pictures or her movie where she did her she actually lived in this house for a year before she died. She built it, and she lived in there for a whole year.
That's right.
When she got sick, and she really didn't say anything, she got sick, she decided to hold this convention for all these women that were really distributors of her products. And she has them all lined up in her back, all on the vestibule, all on the grounds, all around the pool. So I walked around, and to stand there, and it's like you just, history just stopped. Everything is still the same. And all you have to do is just imagine those women standing there because everything remains the same.
Wow. Well, I am blown away.
And they have kept this property and preserved it like no other. Oh, my God. It's beautiful. And so Sundial has bought this company. Sundial is a company.
Right, Sundial Brands, yeah.
Moisture. And they bought this company, and I've been following them. So anybody that's interested, follow them because they actually bought this company, and they're going to turn it into a business hub for women to help women entrepreneurs.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I discovered. And I love that because, you know, anything associated with Madam C.J. Walker is all about women empowerment. And
in her will that her property was to be used for African Americans as far as anyone living there, used it for businesses. It was to benefit the community of Black entrepreneurs. It is in her will. That's why no other culture could ever get it. It's in her will that her
she
was going to die, and she knew that once she died, she wanted this place to now benefit people for years and centuries to come. And her dream is coming to fruition. Look at what is happening with Sundial. Yeah.
Exactly.
And nobody else can get their hands on it.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, I know for a fact that had it not been for the Madam C.J. Walkers, the Annie Malones, Spencer Washingtons, even for us guys, and there are a lot of guys out there in the hair and beauty business, let me just say that and giving them rightful respect. But without these women, I wouldn't be here today carrying on walking in the paths that they have ushered in.
Yeah, and we're obligated. How can we see what they struggled and built.
Exactly, exactly.
And not take on the mandate to carry that mantle. That's why they did it. So that
exactly.
We can now be successful. We can't be lackadaisical. We have to step up and give it everything we got. We can't let go and finagle and just be lazy. We can't do
exactly.
that.
Exactly, exactly. The secret, exactly. It has always been for us to band together. I mean, it's really not rocket science. It's just working together and supporting each other, as you said at the top of this.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in Black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first Black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this Black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Up now, live. It's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right. Good. good morning. It's Tuesday, June 14th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines with the one and only man who started this whole thing. We're talking about the incredible Michael Hopkins, your host. Good morning, Michael. Happy
good morning.
Radio Tuesday. Yes.
Yes, it
so,
is.
Yeah, real excited today. Of course, it's a very special broadcast for the Vet Talk Radio Show. So we've got a lot to unpack on this episode, Michael Hopkins. And so how are you doing down there in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia? I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, but how are you doing this morning?
Oh, just great. Fantastic. Just
yeah.
Looking forward to this day.
Well, listen, we've got a big announcement and quite a few things that we're going to get into. You'll hear it kind of play out. Michael was a guest over on our Hair Radio Morning Show side not all that long ago. This is a brand new interview that we hadn't even aired at Hair Radio. So I want to get this on. And then, Michael, we are all live with big announcements about time, a little bit more detail about what we're going to get into in just a moment. So, Michael, are you excited on this Tuesday?
Oh, yes. Seriously excited. Oh, yes,
okay.
Sir.
Well, I am, too. I think this is going to be very nice, and it's just a good thing. So, Michael, some of the topics that we're going to be talking about coming up in some of the future editions, plus what's happening over on the website. So let's see if we can kind of get things a little bit started. So really it's about 1 year later since you've come on board. So here's the interview, and stay with us, folks. We got the angels and everybody coming up in just a bit. Stay with us. Michael Hopkins, good morning. You have built a brand new fan base in addition to the Vet Talk fans who follow you now and listen to you as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, first of all, good morning and welcome again.
Good morning, Carrie Hines. It's another beautiful day down here in
Spotsylvania, Virginia. So, Michael Hopkins, what do you say? Because it's been a while. You've been a big part of this. I myself would have never thought, would have dreamt that you would have become such an integral part of the Hair Radio Show. I was well aware of your expertise and incredible knowledge, endless knowledge, on claims and completing claims on behalf of the veterans for the Vet Talk Radio Show that you do each week. But I was surprised to see that you've become a superstar on the network. And making a contribution to the Hair Radio Morning Show each day. So let's go back. We got to start at the beginning because I want everybody to understand how this is, all come about and in celebration for 1 year, literally crossing the 1 year mark on the network. So let's go back. Michael, what started all of this? How did all of this begin for you and your journey with Hair Radio?
Well, Karen, it really started, I'd say, actually in 2018, when I, just like every other vet, I start filing for claims and the frustration and so forth. And as time went on, I began to understand the claims process. Once I understood it, I began to get rated for things or get compensation. As we move forward, what was going on when I met you, I became such a strong advocate for other veterans. And I would do my very best to explain things to them because, to me, nobody was explaining to a lot of us as veterans about the compensation system, how it works, what you have to do, what works, what does not work. And it's frustrating. And through my frustration, and I began to learn, and then I met you, and you had this beautiful format. And what I wound up doing, I just kept thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it and praying on it and thinking about it. And I got up the courage one day to ask you what were your thoughts on the format that you have with the Hair Radio Network on that format, talking to veterans about the disabilities that they have and compensation that they're entitled to because these things happen to them while in service to our great country.
Yes.
And I was just really in shock when you told me, you basically said, yes, I mean, it sounds interesting. And I explained some more things to you about compensation, what happens, and veterans. And there were things that, you know, later on you explained to me that you really didn't know about. You're like most civilians. You've always thought, like most civilians, that, oh, the government takes care of the veterans, so it shouldn't be a problem. And the more I explained to you, the more intrigued you got. And you were like,
well,
really?
That's exactly correct, Michael Hopkins. Just like many of your fans now, we know many of the veterans already experienced a lot of this that you have shared. And many of the civilian listeners that you have on the Vet Talk Radio show have become aware. So your broadcast has just reached across the board, literally, to kind of educate and inform everybody. And so, yes, I'm raising my hand because I was one of those. And when you came to the show, to the network, I thought that it could work. And I wanted to do whatever I could to assist the veterans. Any little thing I could do that I didn't even know that I had the power to do. And so to be able to use Hair Radio, which is about hair, beauty, and community. So the Vet Talk aspect just fits right into that. It's another part to the big story at the network. And I'm glad that we have Michael Hopkins to share this. And, you know, when we look back, it's been well over a year. So how does that feel, Michael, to have been at this for over a year on our network?
Oh, it feels fantastic, Karen. It really does. I have so many of my veteran brothers and sisters that listen in and they reach out to me and they thank me for doing this. And, you know, I've answered a lot of their questions, a lot of their frustrations. You know, they just, like most of us veterans, Kerry Hines, we just, a voice, we just want to be heard. That's all we ask. We serve this country. Things happen to us, and we just want to be heard. And it just makes me feel so good that I'm doing my part to help other veterans, you know, just to help them. It makes me feel good.
Yeah. And I feel the same way here by extension, just to be able to support your efforts. I think it's grown for me because I was unaware. And I think, you know, I can't do enough, and I'm now looking for different ways that I can help to advocate for the efforts of the veterans and recognizing what they've done and appreciating the veterans. We're going to do everything we can at our network and as a society try to help move society to understand that veterans need help, and we need to help. Okay, so Michael, I'm just again, you've got a big following at this point, and I'm so proud because, you know, folks say, well, how can I read about you? Are you on the internet? And yes, you are. They can tune into your show right at on Tuesday mornings as part of the wheel on the Hair Radio Morning Show, but at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, but also by staying in touch and connecting with the Vet Talk Radio Show itself by going to the website at www.hairradio.com, hairradio.com, and you'll see it. Vet Talk Radio has its own page, its own tab. And once you click on that, you'll be able to listen to different broadcasts,
different shows that have aired, interviews, special, all kinds of wonderful information that we've put together just for the fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show. So, Michael Hopkins, what are some of the subjects? You've covered a lot in this year. What are some of the subjects that kind of jumped out and some of your favorite shows? I've got a couple to mention, too. But what would you say was your, you know, one of your favorite shows that you did in this past year on the Vet Talk Radio Show?
Well, Terry, one of my favorite shows that I really enjoyed, and I get a lot of feedback from veterans, is when I talked about the 10 disabilities that most veterans have. We did that countdown.
Oh, yeah. That was your first, I think, official countdown on the show that we did.
I still get people that they're just blown away with that.
Yes. You know what we did, Michael, as a producer and a program producer, what I try to do with what you're doing is take sometimes these are tough topics and tough things to digest, but we try to put it into a lighter format programming so that we can kind of, you know, and make it a little bit more bite-sized pieces type thing and that people can understand and follow along with. It's important information, so we want to make sure everybody gets it. And I think you do that. You help to execute that in a really good way. And so that I can understand. I remember doing those countdown shows. We did quite a few of those. And inspired by the success of that one. And that particular one that you said is out there, and you can Google that subject out there through the internet. It was turned into its own podcast special. So real good stuff, Michael Hopkins. You've done some other things, some other shows as well that folks have really paid attention to. I think for me, one of the big things that you did that always stayed with me was the interviews that you had you've done, a couple of amazing interviews. I think one of the early interviews that you did was with Captain Hervey, and that has been a staple on our website, the Vet Talk Radio page, because it was so very telling. It was very graphic, but it was very chock full of information. And so in addition to, you know, you open up our eyes every week. That goes without saying. But I think that was one of my favorites. I love that, you know, you do the interviews and just you always have a good way about bringing and sharing information. And usually you share about your own life. You know, things that most people would probably think about before sharing, you just go jump right on in. And so that's what is very pleasing for me to be aware of and to be part of this whole process. So I love that. And we've got to talk about your fans. Michael, you've got to shout out some of these folks that you know who have listened to your show. They really listen to every episode. They listen to every episode. And what's some of the feedback? You kind of touched on it earlier, but what's some of the things that they are telling you when you go to these in-person meetings with the vet and they share about the VCR show?
Oh, a lot of times when I talk to my fellow veterans,
yeah,
I usually talk about things that they're currently suffering from. And a lot of times they're suffering in silence because they really didn't want to talk about it or they didn't think much of it and they just learned how to suck it up. And then when I put it out there on the program and they listen and they go, oh, wow, I have that. Or, you know, like you alluded to, I talk about myself personally because I want everybody to know I'm a real veteran. I did real service in the military, and I'm 100% disabled because of my military service. You know, this isn't lip service. This is for real. And a lot of the feedback I get from it, from the, my other veterans, very positive. They suffer from the same things I suffer, Carrie. They go through what I go through, the ups, the downs, the mental health stuff, the aches, the pain, the chronic pain, the going to the VA hospital, dealing with the medical people, and they deal with all of that on a daily, monthly, yearly basis so they can relate to what I'm saying. And so many of them have given me just accolades, and they cheer me on, and great job. And, I mean, that was a great show. And I have one of my, I guess we can call him my A number one fan, Mr. Larry Hilton, and he's in one of my veterans groups.
Shouting out Larry, of course.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's a great guy, yeah.
Yeah, great guy. And he always listens, and he's always, that was a great show, man. I mean, I really enjoyed it. And there's nothing more, Carrie, than when you hear from these guys and it's up close and personal. And sometimes a lot of the guys, a lot of the female veterans, tears in their eyes. Or they want to hug me, because I've touched on something in their lives that even their families don't know about them. Their families don't know how they're suffering. They just know that they're suffering. I've had sometimes some of the wives of some of the veterans come up to me, and some of them are in tears. And they say, I never knew. I knew he had some kind of problem, but he never talked to me about it. And when I describe the issue potentially a veteran is having, a light bulb goes off, Carrie Hines. That light bulb goes off. You can't ask for anything better than that in a veteran when they finally concede that they need help. They're not the big and bad tough guy that they used to be. They're not that person anymore. And I tell them when I go to a lot of my veterans meetings and organizations that I'm a member of as a veteran, I just tell them the truth. And I say, look, we're not on active duty anymore. We're not. We're older now. Those things we did when we were younger, we did what we call high-speed, low-drag stuff, and we jumped out of airplanes. We were hard-charging. And as a result of doing all of those things, now in the latter years of our lives, we have other medical issues now that we're dealing with. We're not on active duty anymore. We need to deal with these things. And we need to be honest with ourselves. A lot of times I tell veterans, I said, well, the problem is the person that we're not being honest with is ourselves. And a lot of times I teach them how to tell the truth about themselves. Because I had to come to grips with it, Carrie Hines. I had to come to grips with
it. Yeah, it sounds like sometimes you're not willing to accept what's really staring us in the face. For whatever reason, you want to layer it with other things or just be in denial. Michael Hopkins, I have to say, what are you looking, where are you looking to take this show? What would be the ultimate greatest reward for Michael Hopkins and the veterans if you were to do that with this show? What
my ultimate thing?
Yes.
My ultimate thing would be to take it on the road. And meet with a lot of my vet fans and just meet with veterans in general.
You mean like a little vet tour?
Right, just like a vet tour and talk to them about the disabilities that they have. And just...
Well, Michael, you put it out there today, and I'm going to promise you that we will do just that. So you heard it right here today on this broadcast. And we're going to make that happen for you, Michael Hopkins, your commitment to this broadcast and this network and to all of the veterans. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. I salute you. We appreciate you. And thank you so much for being a fan
of the Vet Talk Radio Show and the Hair Radio Network. Michael Hopkins, what's your famous tagline that you always end the Vet Talk Radio Shows with?
Carrie Hines is all about the vets.
Okay, and we're going to shout out to Michael's incredible producers, the Michael's Angels panel. All right, Michael, thank you so much for being a special guest on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Crossing over 1 year of the Vet Talk Radio Show.
Wow, it's just Carrie, it's just unbelievable.
We'll thank you. Yes, we're back live, everybody. This is the Vet Talk Radio Show. It's Tuesday, the 14th of June, 2022. It's a very special broadcast today. You guys just heard Michael Hopkins in an interview that was supposed to only air over at the Hair Radio Morning Show side, and we had a chance to just grab it and get it on for the Vet Talk. So that was the first time anyone heard that. Michael, how was it to sit and listen to yourself for a change and talk about a little bit about your history on over on my side this morning? So how was that?
Oh man, I mean, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
Just listening to me putting out the words that I put out, and it still gets me like charged up. It gets me emotional because just being allowed to help other veterans, Carrie, that means so much to me, and I just love what we do here.
It shows. Let me get in Noor Jahan and Nicole. I don't see Katrina. If you're on, press 1. We'll get you on the line to share. Nicole, out of Water Valley, Nicole Marie, my new co-host on the Hair Radio Show. I was also doing double duty this morning at Vet Talk as one of the Michael's Angels and producers, along with Noor Jahan from Clarksville, Tennessee, as well as I think we have Katrina somewhere down there as well. But I'm just saying good morning to everybody on the Vet Talk side.
Good morning.
It's been an incredible show. Good morning.
Yes.
And we've got some important things to announce. So Noor Jahan, let's lead in with you this morning. The show, we're going to be taking a little break from the live show. So let me just make sure this is clear. So Vet Talk fans, when you get a chance, important announcement, go to www.hairadio.com. There's only one R in the middle of the word hair radio, so it's hairadio.com. Go to the Vet Talk Radio page, because there we have already updated the page with what's happening. Over the next 4 weeks, we will be on a break from the live Vet Talk Radio Show. The good news is that we will post a lot of brand new episodes on our website right there at hairradio.com. So you'll have about 4 or 5, maybe more episodes, that full episodes that you can listen to on demand until we return back to the 3-hour show, which will be on Tuesday, July 19th of 2022. Let me say that again. After today's live show ends, in just a few minutes, that's it, until July 19th, we'll be back live with more of this live 30-minute show. Now, in the meanwhile, you can go to hairradio.com. It's updated information there, plus I'll be myself updating it with all kinds of wonderful episodes and things that you've never heard will be airing while we're away on a production break for the company, preparing for the fall season and all that other wonderful good stuff. And we'll keep you abreast. Just go stay, you know, keep checking Vet Talk, the Vet Talk page at hairradio.com. I'm not sure on the background noise, folks. So if you guys can just kind of quiet out your background, would be great. Maybe I'll do that for you. Okay. So it's going to be a great, great time away. We have a lot to get into, and I'm super excited, Michael. So
It's going to be interesting. Michael, we're going to miss you a little bit from doing our live 30-minute show each week, but the fans will not get a chance to miss you because they'll be able to go to the hairradio.com website and your page at Vet Talk Radio, of course, and listen to full episodes. So it's going to be okay. We need to get this production break so we can get everything together. How do you feel about that, Michael?
Oh, yes, great, Carrie. I mean, it's this production break is going to make me do more research, come up with more shows, more just information, more education for the
well,
veterans,
radio,
and that's what I'm looking forward
can.
To.
Yeah, you've got a lot in the can, so you guys are going to be entertained for weeks and weeks and weeks to come. You won't miss us that much until we're back live on the 19th of July. Hey, I want to also remind everybody, support Hair Radio. I want to thank some of the folks who've gone there and purchased those beautiful T-shirts for the Vet Talk Radio Show. We have a big mixture there. It says gift shop. When you go to, in addition to the Vet Talk Radio Show page, there's another tab that says gift shop, and there you can buy the Vet Talk mugs, the I Love the Vet Talk Radio Show mug, the I Love the Vet Talk Radio Show T-shirts and all that good stuff. It's a great way to support the broadcast. And it's just been an exciting time, Michael. You've had a great time this year. Now, also, this is one of the – I don't think I've mentioned this before, but we're working on an entire three-hour episode that will air for Vet Talk Radio Show. That'll be coming up to celebrate your – we're going to do an on-air celebration three-hour Vet Talk show. So that's going to be really nice, and that's coming up soon as well. We got lots
looking
of surprises,
forward to
folks.
That.
Yeah. And if you want to reach our production office, you may at Hair Radio. Let us know what you think. Even go down to the bottom of that website page at hairadio.com and fill out a comment. Let us know what you think of the show. We've been working hard for a year. So, Michael, thank you so much. And I'm going to let you officially go ahead and toss it out with your famous tagline. And, Michael, you know, we'll stay in touch. We're all going to be working hard behind the scenes. So I just want to say that. Thank you again. We salute all the veterans. And let me get the – Michael, let's get your tagline in real quick.
It's all about the vets.
All right. And I officially salute and thank the veterans and all of our amazing listeners. Here's the outro.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup, and each show replays on our